Welcome to Blooming Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce you the amazing Miss Inez Bracey. Take it from here, Inez.
Yay, yay me. I am delighted to be here, Tanya Hoffman, on the Public Speakers Association Virtual Summit. It is amazing, and I thank you so much for all the things that you do and all the work that you do, putting these programs on and making it work for people. So I appreciate you. I am going to talk today about confidence, courage, and freedom. And as I talk about confidence, courage, and freedom, I'm going to talk about it in a way that gets you thinking about where you are in your life, your dreams for your life, and what's really stopping you from being the person you know yourself to be. Because we all know ourselves to be somebody. So who are you being every day? How are you showing up every day? And when you stop and think about that, I want you to pause right now and think about that. Just think about, who am I being? I had a client the other day who was having a problem with her throat. And it's amazing because when I was speaking to her about it, we were standing talking in a store, and we were in one area, there was another woman in another area. And I asked her, why was she not speaking her truth? Or something like that. And when I went back to see the proprietor of the store, he had gone outside, so he came back in. He says, the lady that was in the other room heard you say, why aren't you speaking your truth? And it resonated so much with her that it brought up so many things that she ran out of the store crying. So he went out, of course, to see what was going on. And that's what she said. So when I'm telling you that story, because just think about the things that you heard as a child and all throughout your life that were not said to you, but if you overheard them, and they resonated with you at such a deep level that you owned it. So let's talk about if you were 3, 4, 5 when you heard it, maybe even 7 or 8 or whatever. And it was something that didn't feel right, but with the mind of your 3, 4, 5-year-old self, you thought, well, I'd better not ever do that. And it's been guiding you for the rest of your life, even though now you're almost 100,000 years old. I like that figure, 100,000. And when you get to be 100,000, it's going to be amazing. We can all live to that age. Yes, I believe we can live as long as we desire. In fact, I know that we can. So as you age, and that, whatever it was that was said at the top of the stairs or someplace that adults were talking, and adults were adulting, and nobody ever taught us how to be adults, so we just do what we think is right or whatever fits us at the time. So you're owning that. So your dreams are still inside you, and you are refusing to go for it because of something somebody else said, and they weren't even talking to you. Now, there's a poem that I like, and I've been using this quite frequently lately because it really does speak to what happens when we defer our dreams, when we don't speak our truth, when we go along to get along, when we tolerate things that really cause us pain and angst, but in order to stay in that relationship, in order to be with that person, we diminish ourselves. So this poem is written by Langston Hughes in the 1940s. And it says, what happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat, or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load. Or does it explode? Now, this really does sort of encapsulate what happens to us. Sometimes when it starts festering like a sore, that means that everything that's around you becomes uncomfortable. you are not happy in your own skin. You start wondering, why in the world am I in this situation? And just remember that all your thoughts bring you exactly what you have. So as you think about that, is it crusting and sugar over? That's when you're being nice to people and you're wishing, oh, I wish he'd get out of my face. So those are the kinds of things that we go through when we don't speak our truth, when we don't reconnect and understand that those things that we heard that are governing us really have no power unless we give them the power. So today I'm going to talk to you about confidence, courage, and freedom. And as I talk to you about, or with you, as it might be, confidence, courage, and freedom, I want you to understand a couple of things. One of them is, as you think about yourself, that is who you be. So if you think that you are feminine, that you're sexy, that you're sensuous, all of that, if that is your how you feel about yourself, you're confident, that is awesome. If that is not how you think about yourself, I want you to think of somebody that you view as being a confident, sensuous, sexy woman or man. And as you think about this, what is it about that person that resonates with you and you know yourself to be, but you haven't allowed yourself to be yet? So let's start out with talking about faith. And most of you have probably already heard, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible for you. This comes from the Bible. Now, as we talk about how to have that small faith, how to keep it nourished and nurtured so that your mustard seed becomes the tree you desire yourself to be. The mustard seed, even though it's probably the tiniest seed that we have for plants, is very clear on its desires. The mustard seed knows that when it is planted, it is going to grow into a mustard seed tree. It does not envy or have any kind of feelings about the oak or the maple or the palm or the apple or any tree other than being itself. Since the mustard seed is very clear, just as the other trees are, except when we start messing with them and changing them around, but when they are in their natural state, when they are organically non-GMO'd or anything like that, they are very clear about who they be. So the first thing is to have clarity, to have be totally clear on your desires, on your dreams, and how you feel when you really connect with that dream, knowing that it is yours to have because you dreamed it. Anything that you can imagine is yours to be, do, and have because it came from you. So once you get clear, I know it sounds easy, but sometimes it's not as obvious as many others when you think about it. Clarity can be both internal and external. A part of getting clear internally is to remove the clutter from your brain, from your mind. Those thoughts that you heard as a child that govern you now, you get to release those thoughts and say, wait a minute, I know I can. We tell our children they can be any thing and anybody they desire to be as long as they are being themselves. And they start owning that. And they will say, I can do anything because I'm a Bracy. And I'm like, yes, you can. You can do anything because you're a Bracy. So whatever your last name is, you can do anything because you are Jones. It doesn't matter. But when you really get clear on that and you know that, it's your internal and your external starts to show up. Externally, declutter all your surroundings. Declutter your house, declutter your car. If you have a trunk in your car or a SUV or something and you're lugging around all of this stuff that you don't use, take it out. And if you find that it's not, you don't see where you're going to use it anytime in the next 6, 8, 12 months, get rid of it. my suggestion is don't take it out of the trunk of the car, the back of the car, or inside the car, and put it in the garage for some time later when I think I'm going to use it, because that time probably will never come. So as you get clear internally, that means that you your sixth sense starts to show up for you more, because now you're paying attention. See, that's your intuition. And many times when our intuition pops in, we say, oh no, I'm not going to do that. And it comes back again and again, and you still, and it's guiding you to that space and that time and that place that you say is your desire and the desire of your heart. But there's something that stops you from doing it. So could it be confidence? Could it be confidence knowing that, yes, I can? And when you start on your walk as being a confident individual, it comes from the inside. You don't have to say a word. You can walk into a room and people will take notice. When you speak, people will listen. So what is it that's going to make you so special? Are you born under a lucky star? Is there something that separates those who get it and those who don't? And yes, there is. And the thing that separates us is the confidence. When we have confidence, we are clear about what we desire and we can move forward on whatever it is. Our shoulders are back and down, your head is high. It's just amazing how confidence works. As you start getting more confident with yourself, your surroundings also become different, because now you are more aware of your thoughts, and our thoughts bring our surroundings. And as you realize that, it's amazing how your world changes. The key to being confident is to know who you are, to know who you be, to understand your purpose and your gifts. And you also know that there are certain things only you can contribute to this world in the way that you bring the contribution. So you might be saying, well, I was going to start a program, Inez, but I thought about it and I didn't want anybody to copy my blueprint. Let me just tell you this. You could write out your blueprint, and I know Tanya Hoffman would agree with this, and give it to somebody else. They will work everything that's on the blueprint and not have the success because they're not you. So when you find that you have something that the world is yearning for, write it out. Get your blueprint out there. And don't worry about if somebody else starts using it. They cannot be who you be. So they might do it, but not in the way that you do it. The other piece to that is we cannot serve every single person. So even though they're using your blueprint, they're serving people that would resonate with them. You serve the people who resonate with you. That is being confident. Now, confidence can be learned. And as you think about it, what were you told as a child? Were you told how beautiful, smart, important, and loved you are? Or were you told the complete opposite? And whatever you were told is what's sticking with you right now. It almost it sticks in your body at a cellular level, and it requires real attention and work to remove that so that you can get to be in your own power. How do you talk to yourself? What words are you saying to yourself? I was talking to one of my clients the other day, and she kept saying, my brain just keeps telling me these negative things. So I said to her, do you realize your brain and your body and your mind and your spirit are all one? So when you break it out, blaming the brain for something, it's all about what's going on in you. So she paused for a moment, and she had this puzzled look on her face. And then she said, aha, you're absolutely right, Inez. It is all one. What am I thinking? I said, I don't know what it is you're thinking, but I can tell you right now, until you get on board with the oneness of it all, and as we're working together, you will get on board with the oneness of it all. You will find that there is no blame for anything because you're creating it all. That's all about confidence. And the more you have confidence, the more you understand about who you be. Now, I said I would talk about courage also. Let's see. So let me get to courage. When we talk about courage, once you have the confidence of being, it's amazing how the things that you might have been a little bit fearful of trying no longer bother you. For instance, you've been wanting to travel. So you've gone to different places in the United States, but you have that urge that you want to go out of the country. So how do you go out of the country? Well, it's very simple. You decide where you want to go, and you call either a travel agent, you search it online, and you do it yourself. But that could be very frightening, especially if I need to get a visa. Do I not need a visa? What do I do? How do I do it? That can be very frightening. But with the confidence that you have now, it is a lot easier to have the courage to call somebody, a travel agent. You can call me, I coach on that, and say, okay, this is what I'm desiring. How can you help me make it true? Just that statement, that you start to feeling better about yourself, because now you're no longer wondering about it. You're owning it. You're owning the fact that I can be and do whatever I want to do. So for those of you who've been led to believe that it's never been done, you can't do anything well, let me just tell you, you can. You might want to start writing in a journal. And as you write in a journal, that's going to also help build your confidence and your courage. As you build your confidence and your courage, you're going to discover that everything that is of real value was given to you at birth. Many times, because things that were given to us, your mind, your thoughts, all of these things, your abilities, when you were gifted that at life, it has little value because you didn't pay for it. You didn't have to pay anything for it. It came as free. And many times when things are free, we don't value it. We will value those things that cost us currency. I want you to start valuing all that you were given at birth. I want you to value that matter, that living up to the value that you were given, the purpose that you were given. And in being confident, you can communicate that to the world. Once you start, and I was talking about traveling, once you start to travel, for instance, you will find that it is easier than you thought. For some reason, we choose to make life complicated. Life is really quite simple if we just get up, get started, and get going. And yes, there might be some things along the way that might cause us to pause or try to derail us or whatever, but we still get up and get going. And as you get up and get going, just the movement. See, when you sit down and become sedentary, that's when you find all these negative thoughts coming in because they have a space. You open that window. You give them the opportunity to come in. Now, if you are moving, you're concentrating on each moment, there is no window open for the negative to come in. So your confidence builds and builds and builds. And as that confidence builds, the courage comes with it. Now, if you have a pen and paper, write down this acronym for FEAR, because a big part of having courage that leads to freedom is to remove, move through, get rid of the fear that stops you. So my new acronym for FEAR is F equals fabulous. E equals experiences. E equals experiences. A, await. A equals await. And R equals rejoice. Now, what is there to be upset about, having anxiety about, having angst over, when you know that fabulous experiences are waiting you right now? All you get to do is have the courage to experience that freedom. And as you experience the freedom of fabulous experiences awaiting you and rejoicing, your whole body changes, your energy changes, you hold your shoulders back and your head up. You move in such a way that it's the feline movement where we sway back and forth. We're no longer holding ourselves tight. We laugh out loud. We get so giddy. I like that word giddy, because giddy surpasses everything else. Your whole body starts to jiggle from the giddiness of it. So let me just give you an assignment. Every day you wake up, you say before you get out of bed, I am blissful. I choose bliss this day. And throughout the day, you find ways to not only be blissful, but to go past bliss and just get giddy, laughing out loud, having a grand old time, seeing beauty where you have missed seeing it before because you were so focused on the past thoughts and the present thoughts. Living in the now thoughts, you might walk outside your house and see a flower that's blooming, and you go, wow, when did it start? It started blooming 3 days ago, and you're just now noticing it because now you're in the present. So as you find yourself being in the present moment all the time, experiencing those great, great opportunities, having the rejoicing that goes along with it. Because I can guarantee you that once you step into that energetic flow, you will have more positive opportunities coming to you. You will have less of the nonsense, and everything that you touch starts to be in a way that, yes, you can say yes to it. So put a sway in your walk. You can feel hot to trot whenever you strut your stuff. Let your hips loosen. And if you have been having trouble with your hips not being fluid and loosened, just start doing lift one leg and push that leg out. Because you know your hips are ball and socket joints. And because they are ball and socket joints, they like to be rotated. So you do one leg at a time until you feel yourself having the fluidity of movement that you desire. Now, for those of you who've been listening and you'd like to talk to me, just send me an email at inez@inezbracy.com. And when you send this email, put in the subject line, Tanya Hoffman Show. And on the Tanya Hoffman Show today, Wednesday, May 16th, we've been talking about confidence, courage, and freedom. So as you send your emails to me, I will be happy to respond and schedule a time that we can talk. This is Inez, your audacious living coach. Go out and let your confident self be fabulous, experiencing, awaiting, and rejoicing.